opinions on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And welcome to North State Now. I'm just going to throw it around here tonight. Hey, Donna Summers is that is a Donna Summers song. We're going to be talking a lot about theater tonight. I'm here with Nancy Hill. By the way, this is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now. We are on the first Thursday of the month. This is live, and we're going to be talking about some the Coalition, the Theater Coalition. Nancy's put together. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about Meteor Showers, which is a show that is currently going at Axiom Theater. She's got a playbill here. We're going to be talking about it. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Missed ya.
Yeah. And Donna Summers. Okay, so Donna Summers was also a wonderful artist.
She's amazing.
In the sense that she drew and she painted. She lived in Nashville. When I was later in Nashville, I had a condo and lived in Nashville part-time, working in the music industry, mm-hmm. which would be 95 to 2000. So Donna Summers was a resident there, and she, you know, sadly passed away not too long ago. But interesting about that song, Hot Stuff. And she did perform on the MGM, because when I was working with the Dean Martin Gold Diggers, and we would have these engagements where we open for Dean. We'd come in, usually somebody was closing their show, and we would come in the day before because we would always rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
Usually not the day of the show. We try not to rehearse the day. So if we could get the celebrity, because we had a 26-piece orchestra.
Right.
But I think when it came to actually our rehearsal, we didn't have the full strings. The night of the show, we had the full strings.
Wow.
But we didn't, I think during rehearsal, we had the full string section with the harp and the strings. I don't remember that.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
So when Dean would come in rehearse, of course, he had the full-on. We had 22 pieces, I think, either 20 or 22. But anyway, so we got a chance to, you know, catch the tail end or when somebody's closing night. And so we got to see, you know, Donna Summers perform.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. My favorite is MacArthur Park.
Oh,
do you know she sang I think it was an F above a high C.
Oh, yeah.
When she went up high. And that was before they auto-tuned everything or electronically messed with it.
A lot of people don't know what auto-tuning is, but if you listen to a lot of, especially country music,
mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the really organic country music, but a lot of things are tuned, and that means that if you are in a recording studio and you're singing a song or the artist is singing a song and they just quite can't get right on the open vowel or the open note, they have a way to go in electronically and just pitch it.
Yep.
But I can hear it. Can you hear it, Nancy?
Yes. Yes. I hate auto-tuning.
It sounds kind of fake. It's mechanical. It almost sounds a little bit different.
Tinny.
When you had the old records, which I love to listen to on an LP, before they ever did anything like that, I used to love to listen to Vicky Carr.
Oh my gosh, love
and,
her.
And Edie Gourmet. And Edie Gourmet did a lot of sliding, and a lot of times she'd slide right underneath the note, kiss the note, but never be like straight on the note.
Right.
But there was an artistic quality to it that didn't make your ear freak out.
Yes. I agree.
Let's talk about music and art.
Oh, my gosh.
You brought in something tonight that I think is really a valuable. In fact, I'm going to pin this up on the outside, on the window.
Yeah.
Because you and I have made our passion in life about the arts.
Yes.
We can't live without it.
No.
We
learned that from the pandemic. I think people really didn't realize how critical our mental and even our physical health was until we had no arts and culture in our life for that. What? How long were we closed? 18 months?
It felt like 2 years.
Oh,
geez,
it felt forever.
Some things were happening underground,
mm-hmm.
but we did have a shutdown for 2 months.
Right.
The world, the planet.
Yeah.
Andy Bocelli, I remember him doing a performance, and remember that it showed, if you saw that concert, I think it was on Easter Sunday,
mm-hmm.
it showed some of the biggest landmarks in the world completely empty.
I know. It was nuts. The Vatican. I mean,
there you go. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I do. I
eerie,
remember that.
Eerie, as if the planet is stopped. Well, it did stop.
Yeah. And strangely enough, so did air pollution. They
yeah.
took pictures from the satellites and it was just clear as a bell for 3 months or 4 months.
And the monkeys and the animals started taking over the streets of Thailand.
I know, right?
Anyway, so.
It's like a scary
yeah.
apocalyptic movie for a while.
It felt like that for a lot of things. But one of the things that is ding, 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 ding on the bell is there is a fact sheet you brought in for the economic contribution of the arts for 2021.
Yeah, arts and entertainment sector, which is anything live or digital, performing arts, visual arts, movies, Broadway. Broadway was losing $30 million a day for a solid year.
That's just, are we talking about just theater? What about
just
the
theater.
Restaurants? What about,
oh, okay. That isn't, I mean, they've calculated that as well, but just Broadway itself, just the Great White Way.
Well,
you know?
I can share with you, I think it was March 8th, it might have been March 11th. That Carl surprised me with tickets to San Francisco to see Hamilton, reserve the room,
mm-hmm.
And we drove down to San, which was really like, wow, that was mm-hmm. a really big deal, because we were going to see it on Broadway when mm-hmm. I had a milestone birthday. We went to New York, and I said, I just felt like I'm not spending $600 for bad seats. I'll wait.
Yes.
I will wait. So he got tickets. Anyway, long story short, a lot of people that have listened to this, they've seen the pictures, they've heard about it, but we witnessed what it felt like from the taxi drivers, from all of a sudden, we had tickets, we got into the hotel, they said, oh good, because we're just probably going to close tomorrow night. We're really?
Oh my gosh.
So we walked down. After we've already been to City Hall and we were in San Francisco for a couple hours, thought, oh, let's just walk around. Got dressed, came down to the theater, and the gate was closed.
Oh, no, they closed it at night?
They closed the gate to the theater at 3:30 in the afternoon. The mayor decided anything 1,000 over is closed immediately.
Oh, my.
Well, so we didn't get to see Hamilton. We got a piece of paper, these guys out in front. I'm thinking, what about all the people who flew in for this show?
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy. Did get our money back.
Mm-hmm.
And, but what we witnessed was all of a sudden the faces of those that were at the top of the mark,
mm-hmm.
that were at the taxi drivers that were pulling over to say, would you like a ride instead of you having to hail a cab?
Mm-hmm.
Going into different restaurants, feeling that everybody was like worried who maybe would take home, you know, in San Francisco, $400 in tips or $500, maybe minimum at night for these really great high-end bartending jobs. Nobody was there.
Right.
And you could see their eyes and their hair was on fire.
Wow.
In several locations that we went to. And we, you know, what does this mean? What is this? What kind of, what are we going to do for income? So that's just in two or three places that we went to in San Francisco. Imagine Broadway.
Oh my gosh.
In New York. And not only that, all of your theater locations.
Exactly. I mean, we had just closed Spamlot and it was wonderful. That was our third show in the new space. And we had a board meeting that next day. We closed on a Saturday and had a board meeting Sunday. And Ken said, we got something big coming. And I'm scared about what I'm hearing on the news and reading on the news. And, the rest of us are oblivious. We don't know. What are you talking about? And Ken's like, no, seriously, you guys need. So by the 11th, we were closed for 18 months. We closed a show that was just getting ready to open, Curious Incident of a Dog in the Night, and you know they've been rehearsing 3 months, and we did a dress rehearsal with just a scad number of people, took video of it for archival purposes so we could reinstitute it at some point, because we thought, oh, we'll be back in a couple of months or a month. We didn't think this was going to be any length of time,
right?
And then 1 month to the next to the next, and then it was 18, and how crazy. I mean, we were a small potatoes theater, you know, but Ashland Shakespeare Festival still hasn't really rebounded from it. And all the theaters in San Francisco and in New York, they're, you know, they're opening and closing because of COVID. It's still, I mean, I think we've seen a huge decrease. Broadway seems to be stabilizing quite a bit, but yeah, I mean, I had leadership Reading in today. They were in Axiom this morning and then did a tour of all the different areas, arts and culture areas in the city. And they ended at the Arts Council, so I gave them my little fact sheet for economic contribution of the arts.
And let's talk about that after these messages. We'll talk about leadership Reading. We're going to talk about this economic contribution, the billions of dollars. Wait till you hear these numbers. With Nancy Hill, this is Linda Bott, KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. When we come back, I want to tell you, too, about Nathan Parmalee from the Reading Civic that was telling me about these billions of dollars 2 years ago, what it was going to mean, what it was going to mean for booking and trying to, you know, people putting stuff on hold.
Yep.
And how that was going to have a trickle-down effect. And I couldn't believe the numbers. And so, therefore, what they're doing as well, we're going to do a little bit of a promotion for them as well. Coming back here on KCNR, we'll be right back. North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Rumors, but still enough to give pause to anyone with pause. Something bad.
Bad.
Something bad.
Yep.
Happening in our
surface. You're getting rid of all the animals. Animals can't talk anymore.
So sad. bad.
Oh, my gosh. He was fabulous. That's from the beautiful show Wicked, which was performing, which the Broadway touring company was in Sacramento. So Nancy was asking, because last Thursday I said, I'm going to Sacramento this weekend, see my family. And my mom had tickets to see Wicked.
That's
and she
so
really,
wonderful.
In fact, we're going to go see... We're going to go see the Sacramento Music Circus. I told her, well, I will come down. I want to see Carousel.
Yes. I love that show.
And we can't see Tootsie. We're not, because it's during the Reading Rodeo. I said, I'm sorry. We're very involved. And then the other thing that we are going to see is, you have to remind me in a minute. But anyway, we're talking about theater. I'm here with Nancy Hill. We were discussing the fact that when the shutdown happened for COVID, in fact, we are live here. It's April 7th. Is it 7th?
Yes, I think it's the 7th. Yes.
April 7th, 2022. We're live here. This is Linda Bott with North State Now, if you're just tuning in. We're talking about the economic situation that happens with theater, what theater brings or the arts bring to our society, not only just for the feel-good aspect of it, but economically. And I recall Nathan Parmalee telling me 2 years ago what was going to be happening when the Civic, because you have to book sometimes 2 and 3 years out with touring companies, and touring companies were putting things on hold. So, you know, you can have the goods, you can make the connections, you can have the space available, but if the touring acts aren't doing it, boom.
Yeah, it's just now coming back alive. We're seeing full tours. Like Ken taking me to, I don't know why, but he loves Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen Alice Cooper before, but there's a big, he's on tour again. So before he stops touring, Ken's like, we're going to see the spectacle of Alice Cooper in April over in Reno. And the bands are touring again. You know, it's taken about a year and a half for everybody in that regard to recover. So I just wanted to share with you, Linda. I mean, in 2019, we were almost making, in the arts and entertainment sector, $1 trillion. We were contributing to the GDP, gross national product, $1 trillion. $919.7 billion were going into our GDP for the arts and industry, and it dropped $100 million in 2020, $100 million, including $30 million a day on Broadway. They were losing $30 million a day, and that's just crazy. California in 2020 brought in $876 billion $225 billion in 2021. So the impact of California also saw about $1 billion in decrease during the pandemic. And then here in Shasta County, you know, our overall GDP is almost $9 million. And it's, you know, the contribution that we've estimated is that we're almost making a half a million just in the arts and entertainment sector for Shasta County. So having the theaters, we have 5 theaters in our coalition. Having all the dance studios, having all the galleries, having all the concerts, North State Symphony, Blues Society, etc., all of that contributes to our economic impact in our community. And so some people say, oh, we didn't lose anything when we lost the arts during the pandemic. We did. We lost tons and tons of money.
Money that came in to help pay taxes.
Yeah, pay taxes, paid people a living wage, et cetera.
Restaurants that closed, hotels. So when all of that folds, it does affect. Now, I wanted to talk about one of the performances that's happening at the Cascade, because they did this in advance. And when I talked to Nathan about perhaps calling in or coming in tonight as well, because there's a whole theater coalition, and what I really love is that everybody supports everybody, because
we do.
Yeah. So on the 21st of April, there's a fabulous band. They're doing an outside concert with the very idea of getting this great band in called Rise Against. And Jared is going to find a snippet of one of their songs. They're just limited tickets left, but that's the big push right now is, when I called Nathan, is Rise Against. the April 21st outside on the Reading Civic Lawn, which is they've got a couple outside concerts coming up. For those people who still are like, I'm not going inside, I'm worried. So here's an outside situation in Reading.
Yeah.
On a bigger scale.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So Rise Against is a rock band and kind of a rock, really fun band. They're an American band too,
yeah,
as well. So we'll hear a little bit of what they've got coming up. But let's go back to the numbers of you were talking about just the arts and economic impact for California.
Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah. It's about, I mean, it's close to 8% of our California GDP is all arts and entertainment. And that's just crazy to think about when you, when people, I mean, everybody thinks that arts and culture, fluff. All my life, that's what I've heard. Oh, this is really not that important or necessary. But when you look at the economic impact and the dollars and cents of how the arts and culture really work, you know, we always say in the Reading Cultural District, is it the chicken or the egg? What brings culture? Does money bring culture? Or does culture bring money? Well, they're both in the same.
So Leadership Reading.
Yeah.
Tell
they
me
were
about,
here today.
They were at your
yeah.
Axiom Theater.
They were at the, they were doing an Arts and Culture Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did that consist of for them?
They had a chairperson of that particular day set up going to the Axiom. They went to Riverfront. They went to the IOF, with John Truitt. And then I think they stopped at the Cascade. I'm not sure. On that one, but then they came over to Old City Hall and they toured that space and learned a lot about. I hit the economic factors in that because a lot of Leadership Reading people are business people. And, you know, we always, the arts sector always hits up the businesses for support and sponsorship. And we, you know, I wanted them to understand that we contribute in kind by creating these events to draw people into the community to go to the restaurants, to go to the hair salons, to go to the hotels, to go, you know, fishing or kayaking or whatever. You know, people in Reading, when it's 118 degrees, they go indoors. And, not that it's that way all the time, but, mm-hmm. you know, 110, they cool off at the lake and they come in at night and they see a show or a movie or have dinner or whatever. And so that arts and culture piece in our community is so absolutely important.
Let's talk about these numbers you have, Nancy, that you've brought together about the arts economic impact for Shasta County. Now, you may have mentioned these large amounts of dollars in our prior conversation, but let's bring it up again, that overall GDP for Shasta County.
And it's almost $9 million.
And GDP,
it's probably more than that, actually,
at
this point.
GDP stands for?
Gross National Product. It's the gross of what we make in our economy. It's an economic indicator in terms of what are we bringing in to our economy.
So what Shasta what, County?
What people are spending.
Right. Okay. So that is you, that's according to these numbers, that's like almost 9 million.
Yeah. And I think it's probably much higher than that. This study was done, by the end of December and they always create updates. I'm sure it's probably closer to 11 or 12 and I mean, not million, probably 120. I don't know. I think this figure is a little weird. We got it off of a website
okay.
here in town. And
so roughly 4% of that.
4% of that. 4% of whatever our GDP is pretty much what most communities make in terms of our size make in terms of that contribution to our GDP. So in the state of California, we currently are making $225 billion. So that's a lot of money, just the state. That's the state gross national product or gross state product. So 7% or close to 8% of that is coming from the arts and cultural industry. So, and it's just a huge amount of money. You know, you think 7 or 8% isn't very much, but it's billions.
Yeah.
You know, which is nuts to think about.
Yeah, it is.
And we're bringing millions in here. Like I said, I think this is a skewed number, but for the county, because I think we're making way more in our GDP here. But whatever that is, the arts and cultural sector is bringing 4 to 5% of that. They're attracting that. And wouldn't it be insane if our culture was so strong in terms of the arts being prevalent in our community that it would even generate more interest? We have, I think every day on the I-5, we see 60,000 cars drive by. And if we could just get 10% of those to stop, create an economic speed bump.
Well, then I think the bridge.
Spend money. The bridge is insane. That's a cultural icon.
People stop, right.
Yeah.
Also coming up at the Reading Civic is, we've got, Brett Young. Celtic Women has been rescheduled.
What's the name of the comedian that's coming? He's so
Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah,
he's so funny.
He's coming August 10th.
I'm gonna go see him.
We've got, Baby Shark Live.
Baby Shark, Baby Shark, Baby Shark.
Yep. Baby ZZ Top once again.
Yay.
Carl, if you're listening, ZZ Top will be June 1st.
Yeah.
And we've got, Angela Johnson as well. So check out, Reading Civic. ReadingCivicAuditorium.com
right.
or ReadingCivic.com. I'll find out what's going on there. I want to just, again, shout out to our forward-thinking creators that – and Nancy is here tonight in the flesh to talk about some upcoming events and the meteor shower, what's going on with that. We gave tickets away earlier to – one of our loyal listeners who called last week, and that's by Steve Martin. You said
I'd spring for a couple more tickets today if somebody wants to come call in and
it's right
let
happening
me know.
Right now to April 16th.
Yeah.
And you said you laughed so hard you peed your pants.
Oh my God, it's so funny!
I
literally laughed. I know, right? From the beginning to the end of the show, it's just hilarious.
On that note, we're going to take a break. Maybe we'll go out with a little bit against Rise Against with the music that's happening on April 21st at the Reading Civic.
I think that number's wrong.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526. Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese.
this dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I dreamed that love would never die.
This is a bucket list show for Axiom.
Oh.
We're going to do this show, Linda, one of these days.
I wonder who's singing this song. This isn't Anne Hathaway.
And I was young and unafraid.
Yeah, this girl's British, I think.
Yeah, I saw this. Again, we were talking about, did see this in L.A., production a long time ago.
That's
I would think that if I saw it today, because Carl loves the music from this. We've seen
it's
the movie.
Great show.
He likes to play certain parts. That, like seeing Wicked in this current life form I'm in.
Right.
Is different than 12, 13 years ago.
Well, yeah.
Had a whole, it just felt, I don't know, I can't explain it. It was just like it had a whole new production for me. And it was fabulous. But anyway, so that's what it's, you can go see a show twice.
Yes.
Three times, and all of a sudden something new comes from it.
When I was in my early 20s, I saw Les Mis at the Kern Theater, very young, cried through the whole thing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And they used the turntable, right? It spun around on the stage. They
okay.
built a special turntable.
Oh.
Then I saw it with my high school students probably 7-8 years ago at the Sacramento Community Theater or community place. I don't know if it's theater or not. Anyway, and everything had been updated. They were using digital projections that were live. You could see smoke coming out of the smokestacks, you know, in Paris. Or,
yeah.
You know, it was just, oh, my God, cried again.
Yeah.
Just like
yeah.
all my high school kids cried. It was such
yeah.
an impactful show.
Yeah, yeah, I would definitely love to see that production once again.
Yep.
And, yeah, it just very powerful. Again, it's the songs in minor keys that just
yeah.
don't kill me.
Yeah, they're designed to do that. So, and it's on,
just
it's an Axiom.
Sondheim.
I know, it's an Axiom bucket list show whenever it gets off of restricted.
So what does Axiom stand for?
Axiom is, it's not out of the ashes necessarily, but it's sort of the pinnacle or the top of your game. And Ken came up with the idea. You know, I wanted to call us the out of the box theater, and Ken's like, oh my God, that's so boring. And, I said, okay, well, let's come up with something. And we wanted to use an acronym of art. So he came up with Axiom Repertory Theater, and it, you know, symbolizes art.
Great. Now we'll do a test and see if anybody knows after they've heard the show, what does that mean to you?
Exactly.
So, speaking out of the cosmos is Meteor Shower by Steve Martin, directed by Ken Hill.
Yeah, Ken Hill directed the show, and he has the Ken Hill. It's so funny, Linda.
And so you're
funny.
Saying it's a dark comedy, like a twisted sense of humor.
I think that it's relationships. Ken kind of equates the show as if it were a sitcom.
Okay.
On TV. It's set up that way. And he watched an interview that Steve Martin did, and it did tell him that a bit. And you know, he said, yeah, this could be set up like a situational comedy. And that's exactly what it is. It's about two couples, and one couple hosts another to come to dinner and have wine. And then the antics begin. And the whole premise is they're coming to watch a meteor shower. It's set in Ojai, California. So, you know, great sky for meteor.
Mm.
And it's just, I don't want to give any of it away because it'll give the story away. But it's just hilarious, the antics of the one couple and then the other and how they relate to each other. It's just very funny.
Well, here we are. It's April 7th today.
Yes.
This is Thursday, April 7th. So you have a couple tickets you're going to be giving away tonight.
Yeah.
It goes till the 16th. I got to get my piney in gear and get in there.
Yes.
Before we know it. So, well, it's on tonight.
Yeah, it has its Thursday iteration tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday and Sunday matinee at 2:00. All the night shows are at 7:30. We have a full bar now. We got our liquor license.
Yes,
you
so
did. Excited. And that we actually have a specialty drink. They call it it's Cosmo Mule.
Uh-huh.
It's got some ginger beer and it's purple. It's so cool. I love it. I drank three of them the other night.
So, oh, yeah.
And loved them every drop. It was wonderful. Anyway, I'm not an alcoholic, really. I'm not.
No,
it was
no.
just fun.
So Sunday at 2.
And then next Thursday, Friday, Saturday matinee, and Saturday night.
Okay, wait a
minute. Sunday
is
Easter. We're not going to do a show
so
on Easter.
So Thursday is what again? Thursday.
7:30.
7:30.
Friday, 7:30.
Okay.
And then next week, Saturday show, they have a matinee at 2,
okay.
and then a show at 7:30. They close at 7:30.
What's that like for people to do two shows in a day?
It depends on the show, really. If it's a musical, it can be pretty grueling
yes.
for a lead because yeah. they're dancing and singing and acting. I think that when it's a straight play, people really can maneuver and do it. Kids could do three in a day, and they're still ready to run around and play. I mean, it just depends
because
on the
they
show.
Do some of the shows. Well, this probably wouldn't be, but I know with like Matilda, they have kid shows,
kid show, and then a night show. We
right.
don't do a lot of kid show matinees during the mm-hmm. week. A lot of our actors, our company, tech people are all working employed people. So it's pretty tough for them to get a day off, especially if they've been working all week to make a show happen and then they open it on a Friday. You know, they're just exhausted. So
I always, like, my hat is taken off, or I do a huge round of applause for people who have a regular job.
Yeah.
And then they have this love and this energy to rehearse, remember, articulate and execute
yeah.
a show
yeah.
and then go back to work the next day.
I know. We have several people in our company right now that have done four or five shows in a row. They're beasts.
I mean, that is you need a beast button for that.
I know. You
I got
do.
The beast button.
I know.
That's a great idea.
I'm writing that down.
I'd have a quarter beast button because
beast button.
I just couldn't be able to, I just think, oh, I would love to do a show. But gosh, how do you get up and be on there at 7 o'clock in the morning? It's not hard enough as it is.
I know. I'm still trying to get Linda to come and do a show at the Axiom. We're going to do that.
We are.
Got
I promise you. I love that cabaret
out.
Room.
I know.
It's really,
I had a guy today from Leadership Reading and he's from the Bay and he saw the space this morning and said, oh my God, it looks like Yoshi's in Oakland.
Yes.
And I'm like, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yoshi's. And Yoshi's in San Francisco closed down, but that's what Ken and I patterned it after. It,
yeah.
It's just got that cabaret feel. It's just
absolutely.
Lovely in there.
Well, I've got all kinds of collective ideas that I've got feelers out for. I've got an idea. We've talked about
okay,
it before.
When
Pat Karch had his retirement party, you took me on a tour, and I was like, ooh.
I know.
My hands are rubbing
gotta
together.
Do a show. I want to sing with you sometime. I'm not as good as you by any stretch,
but
an old crooner too.
It's all about how your heart. It's all
I
from
know.
Your heart.
I love singing jazz.
I never
George
judge.
Songs.
I always think like it's all about your, you know, your heart, how you feel and
blending. Yeah.
You know,
I can
love,
say it. Let's sing a duet.
You can
take the lead. I'll sing some harmony with you. It'll be fun.
All right.
Yeah.
You got it. You got
I love
deal.
It. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to let you know. The Arts Council, we're bringing back the Sundial Music Festival.
All right, let's talk about that.
Our headliner is Mark Cooper, Coop DeVille. I don't know if you know Mark. He's an insanely good blues musician. He sounds like Eric Clapton. He has this way cool vibe. And he's going to be our headliner. We have the Honeybee Trio,
right.
They're coming. There's another blues group. Gosh, their name just escaped me out of, I don't want to say Susanville. Shingletown.
Okay.
And they're going to do a jam session at the end of the night, which is going to be a blast.
Where is this going
to
be?
We're going to do it at the Riverfront, stage next to Sundial Bridge. I know, it's confusing. We have the Riverfront Theater, which is over off of California Street.
Is this the
and
stage
then,
that's the outside?
Yeah, the outdoor stage.
Yeah, they've been wanting to make this. It's like an amphitheater.
Yes. Well,
right.
It's not even an amphitheater. It's just a concrete
right.
space.
Right.
I know it's in the city's purview to make
right.
that a really grand kind of cool place
right.
in the future. But, so we're going to do a little Sundial Music Festival. We're going to have food trucks
when
and artisans booths June 18th, Saturday, June 18th,
all right.
from 3 to 9.
Ooh,
I'm so excited!
Oh yeah,
yeah. We
bring
had
your,
a
bring your blanket.
Yeah, we opened the Pocket Park too last Saturday.
Could you share with our listeners what the Pocket Park is?
Absolutely. So the Arts Council, which I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at the Pocket Park out of Linda's window right now,
City Hall.
Old City Hall. It's the smallest park in the city, and it sits adjacent to the Arts Council building, the old city. And so Carlo Henry and his wonderful husband, Mario, hung lights up. We have swank lights in there now at night. I think when you leave tonight, Linda, look out the window.
All
you'll
right.
see those lights up because we've got them on a timer. And we had a pocket pocket art show that popped up. A pop-up pocket art show.
Yeah, pop-up art show at the Pocket Park. Anyway, no, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Wow, that was good.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
I know what's gonna happen. I'll try to go to bed with fear of failure flapping like a fruit bat in my head. I'll sleep for half an hour. The clock will ring at 6. I'll wake up in the shower with a stomach full of bricks, so I won't have any breakfast. Maybe just a little tea.
What's
like when you have to go and get a colonoscopy, which incidentally doesn't happen. Just give
Oh, my parents didn't get to see that in May.
That's a funny show.
It's like touted as like one of the funniest musicals on Broadway. Yeah,
I hear it's hilarious. Yeah. I would love to do that show.
Welcome back to our last segment of the show. I'm here with Nancy Hill. This is Linda Bott. We're live. And Jared, I didn't get a chance to say hi, buddy.
Good evening.
How are you?
Jared's so cool. He picks way cool music.
Do you feel like you know, like at the end of the shows, sometimes you have takeaways that you maybe didn't know something? Did you learn anything tonight?
I'm not a musical or Broadway fan.
He learned that tonight.
I'm not a theater fan.
Were you shocked at the number of how much funds come in through the arts in Reading?
Yeah, it's surprising.
Yeah. That is huge.
And it's probably, you know, it's a hard thing to measure, but I bet it's larger than what we see. I mean, I'm surprised by that it's only 8 million or almost 9 million just for the GDP. I mean, I had to look it up again. It's like, seriously, this seems very little.
So, like, when we talk about the Sundial Music Festival that's happening, that's going to be happening June 18th, mark your calendar. When you say we, who's we that's doing that?
It's the Shasta County Arts Council and the Reading Cultural District. We have 6 partners in that district.
Oh, well, that'd be a wonderful. Everybody's got their hands, their sleeves rolled up for that.
Yep, yep.
You're talking about trucks and music and a whole, like, a venue.
Yeah.
We'll
have artisans with their booths. They'll sell. Nonprofits are invited. We're going to have activities for kids. We'll have activities, beverages, adult beverages.
Kinds of beverages.
Yeah, just all kinds of fun. The bridge is there. You know, the Turtle Bay, which is one of our partners. They'll be there just hanging out and having a great time. And
well, you've got your hands full with a lot of things. Not only Axiom Theater, you're directing, you're selecting plays. You're very involved with day-to-day with Axiom. You put together this Northern California Reading Cultural Theater. What's it called?
It's called the Theater Coalition, which is all of our local theaters. We've gotten together and are working to do shared services and shared marketing. We've only met 3 months now, but we have a lot of really wonderful ideas. Julie Dyer from the Civic Center has been involved, and Michelle Irvine, who was here last week with you from the Cascade, is involved. John Truitt and Viva Downtown.
So I can only say
Riverfront.
There you go. Is go out and support local theater.
Yeah.
And when we look at the here, we talk about the meteor shower. It says dinner and play.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I know. Where are you looking?
I'm looking at
that, we don't serve dinner, but we sure serve.
Steve Martin's meteor shower, dinner and play.
I don't know. Is that on the Axiom website?
Maybe it's because it's about them having dinner and a play.
Yeah.
Steve Martin's meteor shower, dinner and play is what it says on the Axiom Theater.
Well, we're not serving dinner, but we sure are serving booze.
You're
We got that meteor shower drink.
Yeah. Bring your crackers.
No, we do have snacks. Okay. But at some point, we talked about doing charcuterie.
Oh, I like that.
And desserts.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Finger food's enough.
Yeah, that's what we want to do.
You sit there, and it's very hard after a full meal. You know, remember I used to love to go to dinner theater.
Yes.
Dinner
theater.
But it is kind of hard to have to sit there with your stomach after you've had, like, spicy chicken.
Exactly.
Mm-mm. So, and the older we get, the harder it is. But
that's what I'm on your page. I'm there.
So anyway,
meteor
shower is going again
until the 16th. And then we have the Floyd coming in, which is insanely cool. It's a cover band out of Reno. They've rented the space, and they are going to rock and roll.
You said it was the full blown lights
show,
whole thing.
It's a spectacle.
Would you be really great in that theater?
Yes, we think so. Their promoter sought us out, and he came in and went, oh my gosh, this is a wonderful place. We want to come in here and gig. So they are.
If you love Pink Floyd,
come on down.
Yeah.
Come on to the Axiom. The tickets are on the website for the 23rd of April.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, April's a hopping month for this
April
town.
Is a hopping month.
We had 5 different theater productions going on Friday and Saturday of last
week. Have Matilda. I don't know if that's...
It's closed, but we had Matilda. We had the 3 plays at Riverfront.
Right.
We had the Meteor Shower at Axiom. Reading Performing Arts Center had a big Broadway night there. And then, my brain just went. I know there was one more. Bethel was doing the Crucible.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no wonder everybody's is crazy everywhere.
So I know. It's
like,
just
fabulous
been,
crazy.
You know, we're opening with a vengeance.
Yeah, we definitely are. And I promise in my Facebook post tonight, whether I hope I don't have any misspellings. Sometimes when I'm fast on my phone, I'm embarrassed. But
I'm with you.
Because I'm giving tickets away, two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. Woo-hoo. For those people who have been waiting. And that is for Easter Sunday. It's called the Cowboy Church.
So, how cool is that?
Yeah, Cowboy Church starts at 1:30. Gates open at 11:30. The Red Bluff Roundup begins at 1:30. So if you call right now, 605-4567, I've got two tickets that are like in the same row as we are. So we're going to be there attending as well. So we're giving these to some one of our loyal listeners that would like to come on Easter Sunday with us. Whatever you do on Easter Sunday, whether you go to church or do this afterwards, but they do have, like, it's called Cowboy Church, which
I
think
awesome.
Is fun. Anyway, Nancy, it's always wonderful to have you, and we think so
thank
much
you,
of
darling.
What you're doing with Axiom and leadership, the Leadership Ready
well,
coming to you today.
Yeah,
and,
at the Arts Council.
And the
come
Arts
on by.
Council.
There's a great show at the gallery right
What's
now.
What's happening there?
Oh, we have the High School Juried Art, and I'm a stick figure girl. That's about as good as it gets for me.
Uh-huh.
But these kids are doing the most incredible art, and
so
we're
you're
featuring
highlighting.
It. Yeah,
oh.
They actually had monetary prizes for the best in show and the first and second, third place winners. And then we're bringing in the junior high kids next.
Is it drawing? Is there anything that has to do with ceramics?
Yes,
or?
All kinds of art media.
Okay.
Drawing, painting, 3D. They even have some needlepoint.
Mm-hmm.
There's a skateboard in there with art on it. It's so cool.
Those
kids, I mean, kids are insane. They nothing holds them back.
Well, it doesn't seem too long ago. I know we close our eyes and all of a sudden decades fly by for me.
Yeah, me too.
But I think of that, I remember just super talented kids in my high school.
Yeah.
They were so bright.
Mm-hmm.
Many,
and they're still there.
Many went on to have incredible jobs. Very good graphic artists,
mm-hmm.
Television and radio personalities today.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really great that you have a space to encourage people that when they're young and they're talented, to give them life, to give them a place that, wow, I was acknowledged. That's not necessarily a bad thing to just be on their art wall at school, but to be in a gallery.
Yeah, they're in the gallery, and some of them are even selling their work, which is so cool. We have a senior in high school from UPrep, and her mom is renting the space to do her own pop-up art show up in the ballroom.
Oh.
Yeah, in May.
Her mother is an artist as well.
Yeah.
Or her mother's doing it for her daughter.
Her mother's doing it for her daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the daughter and Agatha's helping promote and basically mentor this young lady.
Well, you need to bring her on my show.
Oh, I would love that.
See, that's the kind of thing I like to do.
I would love that.
I want to breathe air and let her know, wow, we're watching you, girl.
Absolutely.
We think what you're doing is great. And bring
absolutely.
On some of your friends. Let's talk about what your inspiration is. How did you begin? How did you start this? What was it with the COVID when you shut in? Did you always have this gift? Those kinds of things are, I think, really what rock
absolutely.
Our world as artists,
absolutely.
As creators.
I know. I'm going to bring Carlo Henry on, the art hunger curator, in May, because he's doing openings at the IOF in June.
There
you're
going to
love Carlo. He's wonderful. And he is just a dynamo. He's rocking our art world in Reading.
Well, you're going to have to send me some pictures and then I can post it on my Facebook so that I can say, tonight we're going to be talking to this person about this art
I'll get
or
organized.
Some kind of link or something. No, because we kind of a last minute, like, Nancy, you want to do the show tonight? Okay, because we just did it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're signing off. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
You are.
Anytime, sister.
You are loved. You are
I love
special.
You too.
You are kind. And so, Jared, so are you. We'll see you tomorrow morning here.
Thank
you
Jared.
So much.
Thank
Linda
you.
Bott signing off tonight on North State Now. We'll see you the first Thursday of every month. And if there's five, then we'll see you on the fifth as well. Thank you, Nancy Hill.
Absolutely.
And all the good things happening with Axiom.
Yeah,
and
make theater part of your life.
Make theater part of your life. All right. Great way to sign off. Do random acts of kindness.
We'll yes.
And she's lame, and then someone calls my name, and here's what happens. I walk into the room, the gross fluorescent lighting, and they're fighting as a tune, and everything.
smiles. They'll say it's good to see ya, but all I'll see is judges, and they'll all look like Skellia. And then a little banter as they look me up and down, and somewhere through the fog of insecurity and hate, I'll try to convince them that I'm charming and I'm clever and I'm fun to have around. But I'm starting to unravel in my head.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.